Hamas offered Israel the truce a day after 13 Palestinian militants, including two top commanders, were killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Israel launched the raids in response to daily Palestinian rocket attacks. Hamas official Razi Hamad said the ball is in Israel's court. Hamad told Israel Radio that it takes two parties to make a truce, and Israel should take the first step. He said if Israel stops incursions, assassinations, and airstrikes, the Palestinians would halt rocket attacks. But after months of rocket fire on its border communities, Israel is in no hurry for a truce, especially after inflicting serious damage on militants in the latest airstrikes. Israeli parliamentarian Ephraim Snez, a former general in the Labor Party, which is part of the coalition government, he said a truce, or hudna as it is called in Arabic, would benefit Hamas, but not Israel.
Hudna is a trap for Israel, and it's a timeout for Hamas to become stronger, to receive more arms, more money, more explosives, and it's nothing that Israel should endorse.
Tensions between Israel and Hamas have increased since the group seized power in Gaza 6 months ago when it routed the forces of the rival Fatah faction led by Western-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He seeks a negotiated peace with Israel while Hamas refuses to renounce violence or recognize the Jewish state. Despite the power struggle with Hamas, Mr. Abbas's West Bank government says it supports a truce in Gaza. Palestinian officials say a ceasefire would improve the atmosphere at peace talks, which resumed a week ago after a 7-year break. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.